Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Romney TV ad that Fred just mentioned has created quite a flap in the political world. The controversy centers on one particular line, as read by President Obama.
If we keep talking about the economy, we're going to lose.
Democrats say the ad distorts the president's words as he was actually quoting the campaign of his 2008 opponent, Senator John McCain. The Romney campaign is defending the ad, accusing the White House of refusing to talk about the economy. For more on the ad and the campaign, we spoke with our analysts, Republican Todd Dobke and Democrat Dan Payne. First to Dan about the timing and intent of the new Romney ad.
Well, his jobs ad keeps him on the economy, which is, he believes, his strongest issue. But it also keeps attention off of the rise of Newt Gingrich and other candidates who are fighting for position in New Hampshire. And Romney is determined to keep Obama on the defensive.
I agree with all Dan's points, and I'd add two others. One is that he wants to stress electability to Republican primary voters. So by seeming to take on Obama at this early stage, you know, it makes it easier for Republicans to imagine Romney as the nominee. And the other reason is he wants to make New Hampshire seem all the more important. That's his strongest state now. Plus, he also wants to emphasize this is a swing state for the general election, and I can beat Obama here.
Let's talk about Romney's lead in New Hampshire right now, way ahead, according to the polls in New Hampshire. Is he at risk of taking a lead for granted? Because New Hampshire has punished frontrunners in the past by allowing second-place candidates to creep up on them and dashing people's hopes.
I don't think he takes it for granted. I think he wants to get across to the residents there that he also has a house in New Hampshire, that he is the New England candidate. He wants to hold his moderate base in New Hampshire, and he wants his victory there to really impress. So he's going to spend a lot of time campaigning there. It's hard to imagine that a conservative really could beat him there.
Well, Mitt Romney lost to John McCain last time, so he's got to be wary of that. And like Michael Dukakis, he has to win New Hampshire, and he has to win it big. So he's going to do everything he can to make sure that the margin between him and the second place finisher is 20 to 30 points. He's known in New Hampshire. He has a house, as you were saying. The Boston media reaches New Hampshire. He's a familiar figure. You know, he's got all kinds of things going for him in that state. He's got to produce.
And also that state, unlike Iowa, doesn't have such a strong Tea Party kind of constituency. It doesn't have a great number of evangelical voters. So it's a state almost tailored to Romney.
Well, let me ask a question about Iowa. There are some who think that Romney has decided to go all in Iowa after staying away from Iowa for many months now after his embarrassing defeat there 4 years ago. But the polls in Iowa show him roughly in a statistical tie at the top with a few other candidates. And so now perhaps he thinks that if he can do well in Iowa, maybe win or maybe play second, followed by a win in New Hampshire, he does himself very well in terms of showing that he is the Republican winner.
That's right. I think his strategy now is to be obviously one of the top three in Iowa, to be able to claim a victory, have momentum going to New Hampshire, win big there, and with that momentum go on to South Carolina, Florida, Nevada, and do well. If he skips Iowa and then has an expected win in New Hampshire that doesn't give him momentum, then he looks at South Carolina, Florida, Nevada, and he looks very vulnerable if there's a strong conservative alternative at that point. So he needs to put this one away early. And he also looks at Iowa and says, hey, the field is so split with the conservative alternatives that I could win with, you know, 30%. And so I think their hopes have been raised in recent weeks.
Well, last time, 4 years ago, Mitt Romney spent $10 million and all kinds of time in the state, and he got what is known in statistics as bupkis for his effort.
Let me come back to Mitt Romney and an issue that's been in the news a lot, at least in Massachusetts this week, and that is at the end of his term in 2006, Romney staffers essentially walked out the door with their computer hard drives and largely erased any electronic record of the Romney administration in so doing. Is this a real issue for Romney that's going to resonate with voters? Can he get past it quickly? The Democratic National Committee this week said it would like the records.
Well, a journalism professor once told me that the best way to get the press to cover something is to tell them it's a secret. So Romney's destroying emails and removing computers and hard drives is secretive, and reminds me of the famous 18-minute gap on the tape of Richard Nixon's conversations in the Oval Office. That doomed his presidency. And this is potentially the same kind of explosive issue.
And this is the frustration Democrats have, that like a fishing expedition back then to find out. And they probably would find embarrassing emails as Romney shifted positions and started thinking about running for president. But the hard drive has been obliterated, apparently, so that's not going to happen. I don't think voters in the other 49 states really care what happened with computers in Massachusetts many years ago, other than the issue of Romney care. I don't think they have any interest in his years as governor, frankly.
Tomorrow is, of course, Thanksgiving Day. Dan Payne, what candidate on the presidential campaign trail should be thankful for what?
Mitt Romney should be thankful that he continues to cruise along in the lead, even though he's only got 23, 24, 25 points, and all the rest of the candidates continue to splinter the un-Romney vote.
Todd Domke.
And I think Newt Gingrich should be grateful for all of those earlier candidates collapsing in the polls. And I suppose we have to admit that President Obama should be grateful that the Republican field seems right now to be more like a demolition derby.
Dan Payne, thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Bob, and you, Todd.
Thank you, Dan. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Bob.
Same to you.